Data contained in the annual report just published in Brussels of EASO, the European Asylum Support Office, clearly shows the EU is still in a state of flux over the refugee crisis. It is well known that thousands of refugee children have gone missing in the EU, so understandably there is a great deal of concern for those who continue to arrive. Figures pertaining to this matter are contained in the report.
We have over 65,000 unaccompanied minors in 2016. It's definitely a concern. We have people specifically working to help unaccompanied minors in the hotspots in Greece and in Italy.
Those attending the launch of the report heard that Italy is currently overwhelmed by the flow of refugees coming from Africa, and yet other EU member states will not step in to help. In 2015, EU leaders agreed that 160,000 refugees in Greece and Italy would be relocated to other countries in the bloc, but only 18,500 have so far been facilitated as part of the relocation scheme.
Has it been applied effectively? Has it been applied uniformly by all member states? No. Do all member states agree with it? No. Definitely not. The Commission imposed sanctions to at least three of them.
Almost 1.3 million refugees applied for asylum in the EU last year, a drop of 7% on the previous year. Most of the applicants were from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan and Nigeria. Rights groups say asylum applications are falling in the EU because the bloc is illegally, under international law, closing its borders and is paying off Turkey and Libya to try and manage the problem.
EASO's annual report contains a huge amount of information, but one thing it doesn't talk about is what caused the refugee crisis in the first place. The answer is the West's aggressive, destabilizing foreign policies towards certain countries in the Middle East and in Africa, according to many security specialists. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.